This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Hi, this is Mike Adams with a gun review and recommendation for self-defense in troubled times. You know, with so much chaos happening in the world right now, and many people, especially in the southern areas of the United States, feeling threatened with the criminal drug gangs, the illegal aliens crossing the border en masse, and also people in Europe, especially women in nations where the refugee so-called refugee human tidal wave is resulting in sexual molestation, rapes of women, all this violence, especially directed towards women. So for all of these people, there is heightened interest in self-defense firearms. And this is borne out in the statistics of the number of people in America, specifically, who are purchasing firearms. The FBI background check system is constantly overloaded, which is another reason to get a concealed carry permit, by the way, so you don't have to go through that check system anymore. Legally, you know, you're exempt from it once you have a concealed carry permit like I do. So for women especially, I'm gonna recommend what I consider to be the best personal defense handgun that is available today. But this information is also very useful for those who are into preparedness and self-defense. And if you're not into self-defense, you're kind of an idiot. I'm not even going to apologize for being blunt, actually. If you don't see how crazy the world is getting and the truth that the police cannot protect you and that they don't even have a legal obligation to protect you, then you're living in a delusional fairy tale land. Now, I'm not anti-police, by the way. The police are trying to do their jobs, but they're underfunded. And so they can't respond very rapidly to many, many situations, especially if there's a catalyst for things that get really bad all at once across a city, for example, or across a nation, you know, a grid failure, power grid failure, or an act of war, an outbreak of social chaos for some reason, then the police, even when they have the best intentions, they really do not have the manpower or the woman power to protect you. And every honest cop will tell you that. And I know lots and lots of cops, and they tell me this all the time. They wish they had more bigger budgets, more people, but, you know, they don't. So the reality is, if you want to be safe in an unsafe world, you need to have a firearm for self-defense. And before I get to my recommendation here, just to give you some clarity on my own qualifications for this, I've spoken about this quite a lot. In addition to being a science lab director of a food forensics laboratory, where I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I do a lot of scientific analysis of food composition using high-end analytical instrumentation such as ICP-MS instruments, I'm also tactically trained in handgun combat, long-range target shooting. I'm not a hunter, but I'm a target shooter, and also a tactical shotgun combat. I have extensive experience in handgun combat, and I've used many, many different types of handguns over the years, and I carry a gun 24/7 for personal safety. I do so legally, and I have a concealed carry permit for that. And so I've carried many, many guns for thousands and thousands of hours, and I have shot many, many guns for thousands and thousands of rounds, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, that I guess that would be right-hand experience and left-hand experience, I can tell you what works and what doesn't work from my point of view. Now, with that said, here's my recommendation, and I know I'm going to take some heat for it, from a lot of people out there. Everybody's got their favorite gun, so people will have differences of opinion. But in my opinion, in my experience, the best all-around handgun for personal defense, especially for women, is, believe it or not, simply a 9mm Glock. And the Glock 43 has just come out. It is a smaller 9mm Glock with a single stack, meaning it's thinner. It's easier for especially smaller framed women to grip and control. The 9mm round has a very little kickback, so it's easily handled by most women, including small women as small as 100 pounds. You know, small framed women can handle this firearm usually without any problem at all. And yet it is easily concealable. I'm talking about the Glock 43 in this case. And even a Glock 19, for example, which is a compact 9mm, is easily handled by nearly all women and all men alike. Now, why Glock? I know there are a lot of other handguns out there that are fancier, that are maybe have more buzz, that sound cooler, that have other advantages or even better marketing, perhaps. Why Glock? Well, one of the main reasons and advantages of Glock is that it is so ubiquitous across the country, and there's so many Glocks, that if there is a breakdown in anything in society, logistics, or being able to access, you know, online parts ordering, for example, the Glock it's easy to find parts for. Easy to find parts. So even if something goes wrong with your Glock, which is very, very unlikely, they're extremely rugged and extremely sturdy, you'll be able to find replacement parts very easily. Along with that, Glocks are very easy to disassemble, very easy to maintain, and nearly all gunsmiths, I mean probably close to 100%, are extremely familiar with Glocks and with how to maintain them, what kinds of maintenance might be needed, or how to repair a problem if it happens, which again is extremely, extremely rare. In addition, Glocks are, in my experience, have been extremely reliable in terms of cycling. They very rarely jam. The only time that I've ever experienced jams with Glocks is when they were not properly cleaned or lubricated. And there are a couple of answers to that. But first, you shouldn't have a firearm that just sits in a closet for 10 years that you shot 10 years ago and you never cleaned it. And so it's gathering dust and it's starting to corrode and it's not lubricated and it's not cleaned. That kind of firearm is not going to cycle properly no matter who makes it. So for every firearm that you intend to use for self-defense, you need to keep it in a working order. And it's just common sense. It's a mechanical product, after all. It's a mechanism. And so because metal is moving against metal, it needs some very basic lubrication. Very minor, very easy. On the Glock, it's really just about 2.5 drops of oil is all that I use to lubricate the entire Glock. But another answer to that, and this is one of my favorites, is you can buy Glocks today that have slides that are treated with a various Teflon-based metal treatment systems. And these treatments make it slide like Teflon, like a non-stick cooking pan. And even though I wouldn't eat off of a non-stick cooking pan, I certainly love it in a firearm because everything slides even if you have minimal or no lubrication. And so these coatings have different types of names. One of them is called NIB. It's a coating, and it makes the color of your Glock metal, the slide on top, it makes it look, well, I'm looking at it right now, more, it looks like a nonstick pan, more silver or gray, rather than, let's say, black or dark blue. So I always recommend, if you're going to buy a Glock for self-defense, get one with the NIB coating or some other similar nonstick coating that is it helps the parts slide even without lubrication or with minimal lubrication, or even if you've shot many shots, many rounds out of it, and there's a lot of fouling inside the action of the firearm, it will still continue to function, which, of course, is the whole point, especially if you're in a firefight for your life, as more and more people are finding themselves in. So the Glock, now here's another huge, huge reason why I strongly recommend the Glock. I've been to a lot of handgun training courses with other people. In other words, where I wasn't the only student, there were many, many other students. And I've noticed, and a lot of these courses, the kind of courses I attend are courses where you need to bring like 1,000 rounds of ammo because you're going to be shooting like crazy. We'll blow through, you know, 200, 300 rounds easily in an afternoon in one of these courses. And so what's great about these courses is you get to watch other people, you get to watch all their guns fail. This is, and if you've screwed something up on your own gun, you get to watch your own gun fail too. So this is a great chance to try out what works and what doesn't work. Now with many, many other people who have these fancy schmancy pistols, I've seen these pistols literally fall apart in the middle of these courses. I've seen slides come off. I've seen safeties malfunction. I've seen mag release buttons pop out. I've seen, just everything you can imagine of things going wrong in different manufacturers of guns. I'm not going to name any brands because it might not even be the fault of the maker. Who knows? It might be maybe this other student did a lousy job reassembling it or something, or forgot a spring somewhere. Who knows? But I've seen a lot of guns fall apart, but I've never seen a Glock fall apart during one of these trainings. And I always bring more than one gun when I'm undergoing tactical training, because I always know that if I have a gun that falls apart, I got to have a backup gun. So I always bring a Glock as my backup gun, and I often will try some other brand of gun to see if it will last. And you wouldn't believe how many times some other brand of gun just doesn't make it through the course in a way that I'm happy with, and I end up reverting to the Glock. The other thing that's very crucial here is that Glocks do not have thumb safeties, which is an advantage. Now, Glocks have internal safeties. Glocks have a trigger safety. And this, for self-defense, I strongly, strongly recommend that you avoid pistols that have thumb safeties. And the reason is because you will forget to flick the safety when you're under stress, and you will attempt to shoot in self-defense, and your firearm will not shoot because you have the safety engaged, but you forgot that you did. The Glock has no thumb safety, which means you can pull it out of the holster, or pull it from concealment. You can aim it at your intended target. You can pull the trigger, and you can do this automatically and quickly without having to think about, oh, is the safety in the on position? Is it in the off position? Does the red dot mean that it's ready to fire? Or does the red dot mean warning it's not ready to fire? You know, you wouldn't believe all the different ways that people have to decode information about that thumb safety, and it screws people up so much under stress. Now, I understand that not under stress, it's no problem. Yeah, it's a safety. You flick it on, or you flick it off, and you fire. No big deal. But under stress is a totally different situation. Under stress, your brain doesn't function correctly, and it's going to resort to muscle memory. And muscle memory means you're ready to draw, aim, and fire by pulling the trigger. And if you don't have, well, let me say it this way. If you have a gun that requires thumb safety actuation, and you're carrying it in a safety on situation, that means you have to draw and then remember to flick the safety off and then choose your target and pull the trigger. And that's an extra step. And it's an extra step that, in my opinion, could get you killed, because you're slower and it's more complicated, and you have another variable that could cause you to fail to have that weapon ready at the moment that you need it. And so I say use a platform like a Glock, which doesn't have a thumb safety. Instead, it has a trigger safety, which means that When you pull the trigger, the safety is disengaged passively. I mean, in other words, you don't have to actively think about it. It's part of the biomechanics of your hand and your finger. And yet, when you carry that gun, it is safe, and the trigger is not going to be actuated. Now, let me tell you this. I've carried a Glock for, 18 years, maybe 19 years, something like that. And I've never had an accidental discharge of the weapon. Never. Not once. I know because I would remember, or I'd be missing a toe or something. But it has never, ever happened. I've carried Glocks in concealment. I've carried Glocks in side holsters. I've carried Glocks in range bags. I've carried Glocks while I'm training with rifles or shotguns. I've carried Glocks while I'm doing ranch work. I've carried Glocks while I'm driving tractors. While I'm in the lab doing science, I carry my Glock. I've carried Glocks for thousands and thousands of hours. I've never had an accidental discharge of the weapon. That tells you something very important. If you practice proper safety with your finger outside the trigger guard and you draw from your holster correctly and you replace the weapon into the holster correctly, you are not going to have a problem with carrying a Glock. It is a very, very safe weapon to carry. It has virtually zero risk of accidental discharge. I can't say absolute zero because I'm a scientist, and there's no such thing as absolute zero when it comes to handling mechanical devices. But believe me, the accidental discharges that do happen to people are their own fault, not the weapon's fault. What usually happens is they absentmindedly keep their finger on the trigger when they try to reholster the weapon. As they do that, their downward thrust of the weapon into the holster causes their finger to pull the trigger and disengage the trigger guard and fire the weapon. Usually, someone only has to do this once to learn not to put their finger there. And hopefully they still have all their toes when this happens. But again, if you have proper trigger finger control, this is very, very unlikely to happen to you. You know, look, handling a firearm is something that requires responsibility, just like driving a car. You know, if you drive a car safely and correctly, then it's a very, very safe form of transportation. If you drive a car off the road and over a cliff or into someone's house, then obviously you're going to crash and you're going to have problems and probably injury. It's not the car's fault. It's the driver's fault. And the same thing with a firearm. It's the driver, you, the firearm owner, are responsible to keep your finger off that trigger unless and until you have selected a target in self-defense and you've decided to destroy that target or disable that target through the firing of your weapon. So overall, to wrap this up, Glock is a fantastic brand. The mechanics of the weapon are absolutely brilliant. There might be better mechanisms somewhere in some firearms that some people rave about in other ways, but I think in terms of overall reliability, carry safety, availability of parts, and ease of maintenance, cleaning, and lubrication, I think the Glock can't be beat. In fact, I own many different Glocks, and unless there's some revolution in handguns, I will never carry a handgun made by anyone else. And I'm a very critical thinker. I'm a scientist, so I analyze data. I'm skeptical about claims. I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I try things out. I go with what works, and I discard things that don't work in every area of my life. And when it comes to Glock, Glock is my handgun of choice. And I'll tell you, obviously, Glock has not paid me to say any of this. I'm not a spokesperson for Glock. I'm not even known in really the firearms industry. I'm known as a food scientist, a food researcher, you know, a health food activist. I'm into organics and natural food, that kind of stuff. So this is just something that I'm passing along to you because I want you to be safe, and I want to help save lives from violence. Especially, I want to help women have self-defense against domestic violence, against the rape assaults by so-called refugees and illegal aliens, murderers. You know, all these violent people out there in society. And let me wrap this up by telling you one other thing that you haven't probably thought about. When it all hits the fan, when the for whatever reason, you know, grid down scenario, act of war, declaration of martial law, you know, who knows? All kinds of scenarios, the Russians attack, I mean, could be anything. When or if that happens, you are going to have a society full of drug addicts, meth heads, heroin addicts, methadone addicts. All of these people are going to be unable to get their pain meds and their addiction chemicals, and they're going to go absolutely freaking crazy. When the pharmacies stop feeding these people their drugs, they're going to go berserk in society. And there are millions of them across America alone. These are the substance abusers and the addicts. And when or if that day comes, you are going to pray that you know how to protect yourself with a firearm. Not that you're intending to cause any harm to those individuals, but their brains have been damaged and wiped out by those drugs that they're hooked on. The meth, the crack, the heroin, and they literally become animals. I mean, in their behavior, they become almost zombies, and they are animalistic in their quest to steal anything that they can trade for drugs. They will come after you if they can. They will steal from you. They will kill you without a second thought. They will go nuts. And if you want to be safe, when that day comes, you'd better have a firearm, especially if you're a woman, especially if you're a mom, or if you're a small-framed woman, or a senior citizen in particular. If you're an elderly person, a man or a woman, you could be selected as a victim. You might look like an easy target to these people. And so you need to be able to practice self-defense in order to protect yourself from these actual drug-addicted zombies. It's almost not even a metaphor. It's an accurate description of how they have been altered by these drugs that has destroyed their brain chemistry and turned them into inhuman, animalistic aggressors. So, you know, like everyone else, I hope you never have to use a firearm in self-defense. I hope that never happens to you. But we live in a world that is unpredictable. We live in a world where people have lost their humanity more and more, where people are more and more desperate, and where violence is being committed at an increasing rate against women in particular. We live in a world where the police cannot protect you and the federal government will not protect you. We live in a world that is increasingly polarized on many issues, and where talk of violence is mainstream all over social media, people threatening to kill each other, people threatening to kill Donald Trump, people threatening to kill Obama, people threatening to kill all kinds of other people. I mean, direct threats, like Glenn Beck talking about stabbing Donald Trump over and over again. This world is an unsafe world, and a firearm can help keep you safer in these troubled times. And a Glock, in my opinion, is the best choice for most people for that firearm. So that's my take on it. You can ignore what I say. You can follow what I say. You can try other handguns, get a Glock, see if you like it. Maybe you don't. One last thing. I think a 45 caliber Glock is too much power for me. I actually carry a 40 caliber Glock. For women, 9mm is usually the best choice in terms of caliber. 45 is overkill for most people, except very large framed men who can control it better. I don't like the 380 ACP round. I think it's too small. I think it's ineffective. I think 9mm is the smallest you want to go. So my number one choices are 9mm and 40 caliber. Some people like a 10mm, which is also fine, a little bit harder to get. Some people like a 357. That's fine too. Really, whatever works for you. But start with something that's smaller and more controllable, like the 9mm, and see where that goes. And, oh, I realize I just misspoke. I'm in the 380 auto, not the 380 ACP. Sorry about that. I was reading all these calibers on the screen, and I misspoke. Anyway, the 380 auto is not a good choice, in my opinion. Okay, that's the wrap-up. Glock is a great way to go. Practice safety, get good training. Don't buy a gun, stick it in the closet, and think you have defense. You don't. You need tactical training with it. You need hands-on experience. Get good instructors who have good safety records and who can teach you how to operate that weapon in a safe, responsible manner, following all the rules of a firearm, such as knowing what's behind your target, never pointing the barrel at anything that you are not intending to destroy, and so on and so forth. You know, keep your finger off the trigger until you're on target and you've made the decision to fire. Things like that. Common sense things that you need to know if you're going to be if you're going to own a Glock and carry it loaded like I do every single day. That's my advice to you. Be safe, be healthy, and if you'd like to hear some of my information on organic foods and being healthy in terms of foods, avoiding all the toxic poisons that are assaulting your system, check out my website naturalnews.com. or my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. You can also follow my company's reporting on lots of other topics, politics, finance, survival, and so on, at newstarget.com. And thank you for listening. I hope you found this helpful. And if there's anybody out there who is anti-Second Amendment, please move to Cuba or Venezuela. They will love you there, and you'll have fun standing in line to get your daily food supply after they scan your iris for your biometric identity. Have fun with that. All right. Thanks, everybody. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.